Welcome to this episode of the Circle of the Panda podcast. I want to thank my listeners for the number of downloads and how they're growing, and mainly they're spreading across the world, which means to me that somewhere in our message, it is resonating with people regardless of the culture, where they may be living, or wherever they find themselves, or even with their view. There's some things in life that are just underlying concepts and principles that I think resonate with anybody wherever they find themselves. So I want to say thank you for listening in. Maybe in some way we've assisted you. Now, this podcast, as you know, has a bit of a journey, my own personal journey. That's why we call Circle the Panda. It's a journey. We're far better off. Look, if we listen to people that have lived life a certain number of years that are open and genuine to say, here's what I did well, here's what I didn't do well. So you're going to see some of that. That's the Circle the Panda story that comes out typically on Monday or possibly even Friday. And then there's a bit of faith mixed into this, if that interests you. I don't think you can go through life without having some kind of faith, certainly in entrepreneurship. So whatever that looks like for you. And then there's a business component. But this part right here is the Circle of the Panda, which is a bit of a weaving journey. The Circle of Panda story is a bit of a weaving journey with the intent of you finding something in it that is going to be useful. So this one's called The Hot Girl at the End of the Bar. Oh my goodness, you're probably thinking, what's going on with this guy? You know, so much about this podcast at times is about faith, and he's going to talk about hot girl at the end of the bar. Yep, I am. Can't always explain to you why, but it's what I feel compelled to share with you, and there's a message in it. The hot girl at the end of the bar. So there's a sales guy that I knew many years ago. I think the world of this guy. He was in sales. He got into operations, just a terrific guy. We used to call him Surfer Dude, and at least my wife and I did. And I think his nickname was at times was Cash Money. So you can see it. Just a real cool, big-hearted guy that you enjoy being around. But he said this: selling is like trying to pick up the hot girl at the end of the bar. And he was right. Now, we're all trying to buy something or sell something to somebody, I should say. We're all trying to sell something to somebody at one point in time. So the same analogy is going to apply as I go through this. Now, let's use that analogy. You see the hot girl into the bar, and let's assume that the hot girl knows what you want when you approach her. She knows it. And we've seen those type that we go, okay, she is a hot girl at the end of the bar. 1,000 people have done this to her when we go out. And it's unless she's drunk. Now that's another issue there. If she's drunk and you're both drunk and you get wherever that goes, and that typically does not end well. You may think it does, but it doesn't end well in the long run. But when you approach her and you see her, you just know that, look, she knows, and she's assuming right out of the gate that she knows what I want. And now, it comes out of this too. What are the intentions for both of you? And this goes back to what I said it doesn't end well. If your intentions are some kind of short-term situation other than the conversation that you think you want at the time, and those are both of your intentions. Again, going back to the beginning, I must say, after years of experience, that usually does not end well. So I'm going to shift more to this. What if you see the hot girl at the bar and you think, oh, she is a marrying type? She is a type that I want to take home to mom. You know, the listeners that are listening throughout the world, I'm going to use some of that southern language because it's where I'm from, South Carolina in the USA, and originally and family from Oklahoma. So there's some terms that just kind of apply to us. But she's a marrying type, right? She's a type you want to take home to your mom and say, hey, mom, look what I found. I may have found the one. So we're going to assume that the one that you see at the end of the bar, you reckon, look at and go, she is the marrying type. So at one point, You're going to have to find out what it is that she really wants, or you're never going to get by that initial interaction. You're going to have to find out at one point what she really wants. And a second point is what is important to her? Does it overlap with what is important to you? Does what she wants overlap with what you want? Is what's important to her overlap with what is important to you? Now that takes time. In most cases, it takes time. And the reason I chuckle is there are some situations where it happens at first sight, and then you're fortunate enough to get lucky because in the end, it overlaps. And I'll come back to that in a minute. But it's going to take time. Going to take time to figure that out. Do you ever see that couple and you think, how did he end up with her? How in the world did he end up with someone like that? I get that often when people see me with my wife. Now, I'm not saying this so that she can hear it. She may never hear this podcast episode. In fact, there's a pretty good chance she will not because she's probably tired of listening to me in the first place. But I get that often. How did you end up with somebody like that? Now, my answer is highly personal and it has different layers. I'm not going to get into the details of that at this point, but I will say this. It took me years to figure out that what my wife wanted was just what I needed. We've been married almost 30 years. Now, I'm going to pause here because some of you have been married many, many years and you know this. It's tough, really tough because relationships are tough. Look, I got lucky, yes, but sometimes I can't stand to live with myself, much less anybody else. And that's just how relationships work. But getting close to 30 years, I found out it took me years to figure out that what my wife wanted was just what I need it. I'm not the hot girl at the end of the bar. And I'm not even sure I was ever the hot guy at the end of the bar. However, the situation is very similar in most cases these days, right? In most cases, you are likely at one point going to be the hot girl at the end of the bar. People are going to want three things. I'm going to go into what people typically want from me, and you're going to have a different set of situations for you, except for the first one. But I want you to keep this in mind. People want three things from me. And again, I'm in the hot girl in this case, sitting at the end of the bar, knowing that when people approach me, what their intentions are. They want one thing, first of all. Three things, but first of all, they want my money. Let me give you this part too. If you're out there listening, people are wanting your money. Let's face it, they want your money and they're getting clever about how to scam it off of you. So from my standpoint, they want my money, or secondly, they want my connections, or thirdly, they want to know what I see, what I think, and what I know. Right? So you have the same situation. Years and years of the background that I have of studying in business, of learning leadership, of whatever that may be, people are wanting that. They're wanting to know what it is that I see. And I have learned this. I have learned to guard those three things in my life like Fort Knox. Like Fort Knox, guard it like there's gold inside of it. You may get a little bit of it. That's what you're getting on the podcast in terms of my own personal journey and wisdom. You might get a little bit of it, but you're not going to get a lot. You're not going to get a lot unless this, and this is where I go right back to the beginning, unless what is important to you overlaps with what is important to me. And that takes time. And that takes time. And only then do we get engaged. Only then do we get engaged. So I just encourage you, wherever you find yourself, and it's also in terms of engagement with me, look at yourself when people approach you. Consider yourself like you're the hot girl at the end of the bar and somebody wants something from you, because typically people do. Now, do want to end on this. It is not necessarily a bad thing. Now, there are some people in your life that are going to look at you and they're going to go, I want to get from them something, and I personally do not care how much damage it does to them. That's one. Some people will look at you with the intentions to do you harm. Others, however, it may just be a matter of interest and intentions. The interest may be different. They may just not line up right. And it may just not work out. No hard feelings, it may not work out. So there's two different buckets there. But just remember that what is important, does what is important to you line up with what is important with them? And that takes time. And with this, I hope this podcast finds you doing well wherever you are, wherever you live, whatever time of the day, however you're listening to this. And if you need anything from me, again, we might date. We might have conversations from time to time, like this one, where you're hearing it going back and forth. However, some things we need to guard, and only when we get inside of those until, well, we figured out what I've shared already. Well, I wish you all the best, and today I wish you peace wherever this finds you.